Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 179. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
Hello, Annalise.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Tired?
Yeah, that too. I'm a little loud. Hello.
Well, you don't sound loud or to me.
Now my nose is running. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's just a mess. We are back in the podcast studio.
The USSR, babe.
After 2 weeks of not recording.
Three, I think.
Really?
I think three. No. This is the third week.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Of actual recording. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's weird. I missed it.
Yeah.
I missed you.
I miss talking to you. For sure.
So thank you, everybody, for listening and checking us out. You can always go to darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let me first start by saying I'm way behind on the emails that we've been getting and sending out packages, including the shirts to
John and Kim. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Very, very much appreciate that. I totally dropped the ball on that. There was so much going on with family and then going into work. I just totally spaced
it
out.
And I didn't realize, I probably could have sent it myself, but I didn't realize that we needed to send it. Otherwise,
no,
that
was, like I said, totally my fault. So they will be in the mail Monday.
Monday.
Set to go.
Monday.
Very much.
As they say in some parts of the country.
Very much. Sorry about that. And a couple other things got to send out. But the other ones knew that it was going to be a while because of work. But want to thank everybody for checking out our pre-recorded. I mean, all podcasts are pre-recorded.
Right.
But the DNA episode and the music episode, which was a lot of fun. It was kind of neat how we didn't know how the music episode would go.
Right.
It seemed that people really liked it and went really well. And now we have stuff to.
Right. I'm definitely going to have to like copy, paste, and print out my notes somewhere because I think that's going to get all lost in the shuffle. And then I think that we're going to have to listen back. You don't have to because you probably won't listen anyway, but I'm going to listen back and so I can be in the zone when we do the second part.
Right. If you want to print them out, I can put them with mine.
That'd be cool.
So we can keep them together.
Yeah, I'll do that. Cool.
The people seem to really like the DNA, which was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun for us. Yeah.
I have some friends that are making fun of me, of the 7% Jewish part. It's pretty silly. So now I'm being called like Trangold and
Goldman.
Trangelstein.
My sister-in-law Michelle pointed out to us that I kept saying Swedish and it's actually Swiss because it's Switzerland in France.
Oh,
and so
right.
It's Swiss, not
Sweden.
So I'm not Swedish.
Right.
And I'm like, that's a good point. Okay.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. And nobody else caught that, or at least if they did, they didn't say so.
Or they thought you were Swedish.
Right. Or I just kept saying I was Swedish and I convinced everybody else.
Yeah, they're like, obviously something's wrong.
Right.
And the music episode was a lot of fun
and
got a lot of cool feedback, which is nice. It was fun to do.
Yeah.
But it was funny. We only got to what? We were like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I mean, we started at like, you know, what, in our like 8 or 9 and then got to like 15 and that was about it.
Yeah. So
I don't have a ton of progression in after like 25.
So,
We'll see.
Thank you, everybody. And yeah, it's busy. I will finally have a day off the day after tomorrow after 22 days in a row of working, which isn't a big deal. I know a lot of people do longer and my job is really cool. So that's not an issue, but they're very long days and I am very tired.
Right. I mean, you're working like what, 15, 16 hour days plus commute?
Yeah, 16 hours a day average and then plus the nights I have to sleep there,
right,
which I don't get really any sleep.
Right.
So that's...
Well, it's nice to have you back home. The dogs are very happy to see you.
I'm so confused on... Oh, yeah. I'm so confused on what day it is and what's going on. But it was good. It was a good show. Thank you for all the help because you pretty much have to do everything while I'm gone. Mm-hmm.
I haven't moved the lawn.
I know.
I'm not good at that.
You did great. I very much appreciate all the support because you have to. You only see me when I am home. You only see me for maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah, not
if even that.
Not even. It's like
our quality
minutes.
Time is walking the dogs in the morning.
Yeah.
And so appreciate making me dinners and getting my food and taking care of the pups and all that.
Of course.
Which you do anyway. But I mean, I'm just saying.
But it's just like, it's. I didn't do all the stuff that you normally do because that's just way too much. Like, I couldn't possibly do all that by myself in a day. But did my best. And dude, the pups were happy. They did really well this time. Like, in the past, Zero's a little sensitive boxer pit bull mix rescue, and he gets a little sensitive when Neil's not around. they're very close. And this time he actually did great. And I'm not going to lie, I did a couple of things to stack the deck in my favor. We had like a little special time. And I also like did a special, what do you say? I cooked some chicken and I saved all the chicken drippings. In a little
like chicken juice,
in like a little piece
sipping
of Tupperware.
Sipping on chicken juice,
and I would take a teaspoon and just like drizzle it over the top of his food because sometimes he protests eats and doesn't always want to eat when you're not around and things like that. But he was raring to go every time, and he like gobbled that food up. I'm like, yes, I win this time, damn it! But just little tricks, been picking you know up ideas. So
you mentioned a couple things, and I am in the couple things. Fantasy Football League mm-hmm. this year. Right. I made it.
A couple things yeah. podcast. I also want to say just today, Mall's Molly Mendenhall got her a clean bill of health of her brain scan, and she gets to go back to work. And
oh, we're all lucky very her. Happy. Oh. I wish I had one of those.
So, but you got to work anyway. So.
Whatever, Molly. Thanks for rubbing it in. But more importantly, I'm in the Fantasy Football
League. More importantly,
league.
Okay.
Sorry. And the I should have shut that off.
Back to Neil.
And the draft is on this coming Saturday, the 26th, mm-hmm. which is also the day of the Mayweather-McConnor-Gregor fight. And Glenn, our friend from Ford, is showing it at the VFW and invited us to go. So I don't know how I'm going to fit all this in. I'm like, so the draft is either the same time as the fight or 3 hours before? I don't know. I'm very confused about what's going on. And we have to freaking video stuff.
Right.
But if we go to the VFW, that would be a cool video too. Right. Anyway, we'll have more vlog news later. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay.
But yeah, so thanks for letting me be in the Fantasy Football League.
Is that the only Fantasy Football League
as of now? As of now, yeah. I'm in a Pick'em League, but that doesn't really count. You just pick
who's
going to
win. Is that
the
Salty Language Pick'em League?
No, this is Triple D's.
Oh, right. So is he doing that again? Yeah. I haven't heard from that guy in forever, so I don't know.
Yeah.
He's around. I like his Instagram pictures.
So I enjoy the fantasy football and stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
You're pretty good at it.
No, I'm actually really not. This year I'm going to not pick with any emotion, like attachment to the players. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to kind of go off stats and see how that goes. Okay. I'll probably change my mind as soon as
it
starts.
See, I've gone straight off emotion in my NASCAR fantasy league and I'm at the bottom.
Well, you make a good bottom.
I refuse to put any Kyles on my list, and they're all winning.
You should put all the Kyles
on the Kyles, as you say. Put all the Kyles.
Put all the Kyles
pick
on
all
your
the
list.
Kyles.
And wanted to say before I forget, because mm-hmm. I will forget, but I wrote it down. So, but happy birthday to Matador. Happy birthday, Matador.
Oh, that's right, because our birthday is very close. Happy birthday to me, too. Hi.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about that. We never said happy birthday to you.
No.
Because we recorded so early.
Right, yeah.
But happy birthday to you.
When is his birthday? Today? Yesterday?
Yesterday, I think. I don't know.
Nobody told me. And I guess I must not have it in my calendar.
Well, I'm just synced up with Matador. So I just know.
You guys are in
Matt, from reasons or several, it's his birthday. He turned 31. Happy birthday.
Sure.
You turn 33.
Again.
So happy birthday to you.
Thank you very
we
much.
I was able to come home a little early on your birthday evening, mm-hmm. and we had chicken wings.
Chicken wings that I picked up on the way home.
Which was nice. Yeah. It's always so, I mean, it's been this way since we met. So
right. Yeah.
It's not, I mean, I can't, there's not really anything I can do.
Yeah.
But it is a bummer because I wish it was on my birthday because I could care less about my birthday right. and you kind of like your birthday. Mm-hmm. But obviously we do something now that we're off. And the nice thing now that we're like I'm off, I get to combine birthday and anniversary, which is awesome. So it's like one dinner, one going out, which we have to plan that also.
Yes.
I have plans. I have an idea.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Damn right we will.
Speaking of birthdays.
Yes.
I want to thank Tony and Jeannie, Salty Language, and our good friends, mm-hmm. For the birthday package I received. It was all kinds of love and special, and it was hilarious.
I can hear Jeannie right now going, not of Salty Language.
I know.
But she is of Salty Language.
Exactly.
She's my Salty Language.
Exactly. I was going to say she does love Salty Language. Really, really cool, thoughtful gifts, and I promise I will take a picture wearing the unicorn headband for you and send it to you.
Naked.
Not naked.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
For you.